Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Nikah qade masno dukhe dil ka marham, nikah qade masno dukhe dil ka marham, ye farma gaye hai rasool e mukarram, ye farma gaye hai رسول مکرم, یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ, یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ, بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم, بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم, نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم, یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم. یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک, یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک, یہ نعمت خدا کی طہارت کا پرچم, طہارت کا پرچم, فضاؤں میں عقد نکاح جلوہ گر ہے, فضاؤں میں عقد نکاح جلوہ گر ہے, مبارک 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 ہو پہ ہم, مبارک 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 ہو پہ ہم, نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم, نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم, یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم, یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم. گلستاں پہ شادابی سایہ فگن.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It's a beautiful mashallah Wednesday morning on our program The Bliss of Marriage. It's brrr. I have to say it again, my beloved wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I want to welcome, of course, Haji Faisal Asman in company, that is Radio Sirius FM, on this beautiful, mashallah, cold morning here in Johannesburg. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and of course, my beloved engineer, none other than Brother Bonface. He's looking very, very, very dressed warm. That's good, yeah. I see Brother Bonfizi say, no, Morana. Ah, it's brr, it's cold. I told Haji Abu Yusuf this morning, it's snowing here in the land of Asia. It's, you know, it's as if somebody just opened the fridge and you can feel that cold wind. Yeah, but anyway, we make shukr to our beloved Allah Azza wa Jalla wa Amana wa Alihu on this beautiful Wednesday morning, the bliss of marriage. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +2 784-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +2 784-786-3132. I want to welcome my beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Smiling Company, and of course our beloved wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yes, it is a bit cold, but I see my beloved wonderful Ustad has just entered the studio. He's looking very, very warm. Let's welcome him, inshallah, into the program, The Bliss of Marriage. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa rafa'at. Jazakallahu khairan.
Somebody says, Ustad, that nobody wants to marry me, dear Mufti Saab. So many boys came home and none returned. What dua should I read for a good, good spouse, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, you must always have husnul dhanni billah. Think positive of Almighty Allah. Never allow negativity to come. Chapter 39, Surah 39, verse 53. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. To you, my brother, sister, that when you want to get married, daily read 2 rakat salat. Today is Wednesday. After Zuhur salat, read another 2 extra rakats. And in there, by heart, if you know it, read in sajda, Surah 25, verse 74. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين. Oh beloved Allah, grant us as spouses and children and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes. Read the Asma'ul Husna, the 99 names of Almighty Allah. Read Ya Wadudu abundantly. Then make dua after that. Duas are accepted after that. The hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Third one, then your parents, your seniors who are alive, your parents, grandparents, they should be reading the same surah, Surah Furqan, chapter number 25, in the 19th Juz, 19th Subarah, first quarter, and verse 54. Parents, grandparents should read Surah 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 54. And you, the son, daughter, should be reading Surah 25, verse 74. So Surah 25, verse 54 is, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَصَبًا وَصِهْرًا. The Almighty Allah created us from the semen and sperm and made for us our nasab, our lineage. We have parents, and thereafter we grow up, we have in-laws. So read that abundantly. Give our charity daily, 1 rand, 2 rand, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will let you settle down very, very soon, inshallah.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad Anonymous, that is it permissible to touch with the hands the back passage during intimate moments, Ustad?
So you must remember that is not permissible, that a person wants to go inside the back passage, anal, all that is haram. So remember that today, because people want to watch all the movies and they want to see Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, so what they see, then they want to imitate and so forth. So this will lead to the actual penetration through the back passage, Allah forbid. So we must stop all these things right in their tracks. Anal, oral, all this are haram in Islam and not permissible.
Somebody says, Ustad, it's off the topic of marriage, make us maaf. Please comment on how does one get over the feeling of Ramadan, Ustad?
Remember, we are already in Zulqa'dah. So what is the sign that our Ramadan is accepted? Al-hasanatu ba'd al-hasana, to continue with the righteous deeds and good actions, that the sign that that person's Ramadan is accepted. Almighty Allah speaks of this in the noble Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Verily those people who say, not only say verbally, they believe from the inner recesses of their heart, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, our Rabb, our sustainer, nourisher is Allah, meaning everything comes from Him. Our shop, our job, our farm, our warehouse is سَبَبِ زَاهِرِ, the superficial mean. But the real one who is sustaining us and nourishing us is Allah جل Allah. It's not the wife is giving birth, it's Allah Jalla Wala blessing us with that one handsome son and beautiful daughter. So all that we must take cognizance of, then our iman will increase and so forth. So inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu, then they remain steadfast, tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika, before your your death, the angels will come down in droves and droves, and in your lifetime they will give you glad tidings. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu, don't fear, don't be sad, don't fear where you are going to, don't be sad that you're leaving this world and your family. Wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun, and they're giving glad tidings to you because of the good news that you are receiving and the promises you are receiving. Nahnu awliya'ukum fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah, we are your protectors in this worldly life and in the hereafter. Wa lakum fiha ma tashtahi anfusukum wa lakum fiha ma tad'un, whatever you desire Allah will give you, whatever you request and you ask for you will get. You know why? People going for Hajj now, people going for Umrah, people going to Medina Munawwara, they are duyuful Rahman, they are duyuful Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mihman and guest, the guest of Allah. So remember that is temporary, 1 month, 2 months, but there in Jannah, nuzulam min ghafurir rahim, hospitality from Almighty Allah, who's of forgiving, very very forgiving, very very merciful. So Surah 41, chapter 41, verses 30, 31, 32, that is for people who continue with the good deeds and the righteous actions and speech. And those people who worship Allah only during Ramadan, no more to be seen for Fajr Salat, no more reciting the Quran Sharif and so forth, for them Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, verse 28, what will happen to them? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ مُتَّبَعُوا, now they are the ones who are following مَا أَسْخَطَ اللَّهَ, that which brings about the displeasure of Allah, the fury, the rage, the anger of Almighty Allah. وَكَرِهُ رِدْوَانَهُ, they dislike to please Almighty Allah. فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, their actions go in vain, their actions are rejected. Allah protect us. أَسَيَّ بَعْدَ الْحَسَنَةِ, no more 5 daily salat, no more tilawat of Quran, no more charity, no more feeding the poor. So now you find majority, 70-80% of the ummah is like that. We are programmed Ramadan time, super Muslims, and then 70-80% of the Muslim the other 11 months, then you will find followers of Satan, Lucifer and Iblis. The cinemas will be full, the movies will be busy, all the satanic activities. So this is condemned in Islam. Surah 47 and verse number 28 of the Noble Quran. So we need to understand which side we want to be, min al-maqbulin, from the accepted servants of Allah, or min al-maturudin, the rejected servants of Allah. Allah protect us all.
Somebody says, Yo Ustad, that spitting in your wife's face after taking a loan from her and telling her that she must beg to get her money back, what's the punishment for
all this is jahalat and ignorance and haram. You must remember this. Today I sent out the clip. You must remember the Shias are kuffar 100%. What they do on the road, on the tar road, they wrote Sayyidina Abu Bakr's name, Sayyidina Umar's name, Sayyidina Usman's name, Mother Aisha radiallahu anha's name. They walk on those names and they spit on that. So to show that they hate and detest the greatest people on this earth after the prophets and messengers. For you, you're a zalim and tinpot dictator. Your wife, first of all, gives you a loan and then you go and spit in the face. So you must remember that you're a zalim and tinpot dictator. And all these people who treat their wives very badly, sooner or later you will see that how they suffer, never mind in the year after, in this world also. How many examples I saw? Sometime one wife only, they treat her badly. Sometime 2, 3, 4 wives, they treat them badly. Because you become the zalim and the tinpot dictator and oppressor. So when she's alone, she's crying, she's mazluma and oppressed. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, open Mustad Ahmad, Kanzul Ummal, all that, you will find this type of hadith. Ittaqi da'wat al-mazloom, falaysa baynahu wa baynallahi hijab. Fear the bad dua. fear the badwa, the spelling will be the same, B-A-D, of the oppressed person between him or her, in this case the wife, and Almighty Allah, there is no veil, no curtain. So that means that the du'as of the oppressed person are accepted almost immediately and instantly. You spit in the face, you treat her, you badly hit her, assault her. So when this happens, they must lay charge against your husbands and charge you for gender violence and assaulting her and what have you. Because Quran Sharif taught us and commanded us, Surah 4 verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, treat your wives with justice, equity, respect and love. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's noble example is in front of us. And who is reporting the hadith? The greatest Shaykha al-Hadith, Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. If you speak of hadith, the greatest Shaykh al-Hadith is Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anha. 5,374 ahadith through the various chains of transmission. If you speak among the ladies and honorable ladies, Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, so daughter of Siddiq, Sayyidina Abu Sayyidah Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, Umm al-Mu'mineen, 2,210 ahadith she reported, narrated through the various chains and asanid and chains of transmission. She states, Qala an-Nabi, inna Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was his akhlaqi kareema? Khayrukum khayrukum li ahalikum wa ana khayrukum li ahali. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you are the best of you to your wives and your children and your family. I, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, am the best to my wives and my children. Is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. The whole world can say you good, but your wife and children say you bad. By Almighty Allah, by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you considered a bad, horrible, terrible person. The whole world can say you bad, but your wife and children say you good. Islamically, so remember, by Allah jalla wala, by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you considered a good person. That is the barometer in Islam.
Somebody says, Ustad, I gave my wife one talaq raj'i, her request. I do wish to reconcile, but I have not spoken to her about this. Since I have not told her or anyone else about this, but have a desire in my heart to retain her, does my desire revoke my talaq, or do I need to utter certain words to her, Ustad?
Just your desire means nothing. First and foremost, you must remember, you issued her with a talaq. So that talaq, divorce, is valid. Is talaq raji? So Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 229. At-talaqu marratan fa imsakum bima'rufin. So either you take her back and you treat her with love, respect and so forth. And if you don't, then leave her. Oh, tasrihum bihsan. You release her with ihsan. You give her gifts and presents and so forth. وَمَتِّئُهُنَّ عَلَى الْمُوسِي قَدَرُهُ وَعَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُهُ. So Almighty Allah wants that even if a person separate, it must be done amicably. Not what the kuffar system is. Go to court and go to the press and then wash your dirty linen in public and so forth. Nay, Islam don't teach all this kuffar mentality. So you want to take her back, so take her back, but desire alone means nothing. You must utter the word, oh, you Fatima, Zainab, Jamila, Aisha, I am taking you back, and you will only have two talaqs left for the future. But this you must do during the iddat period. Well, so this is Surah 2 verse 228, that is better for you to take her back. And 228, 229, and Surah Baqarah chapter 2. Then Quran Kareem states, وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَدْرَبَّسْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ. So the iddat period after talaq will be 3 menses, according to the Hanafis and Hanbalis, or 3 periods of cleanliness, according to the Shafi'is and Malikis. So therefore, you, my brother, do so immediately. So verbally you utter it, say it, and you tell her about it, and she must come back then to you, and then you touch her, kiss her, embrace her, all that. So in that way you made ruju, and now you have taken her back, and you have two talaq left for the future if this is the first talaq.
Ustaz, let's go to a student of Deen. Assalamu alaikum, dear Mufti Sahab. I am newly married, only 6 months. I don't know how to bring this up. My husband has not touched me, not even once. I am still a bikrun. Ustaz.
So you must remember this. Maybe your husband has a problem, that maybe he's impotent, or maybe he's feeling too shy, or what have you. Some people have too much ghalaba of haya and shame. So you must take the initiative and seduce him. He's your husband after all. So see, maybe you seduce him or what have you, and see that if that works, then alhamdulillah. And if that also doesn't work, then you need to have a heart-to-heart chat with him and tell him that, you know, we're married and so forth, and there's nothing really happening here. What's the problem and so forth? So sometimes for this man, they get married and just to fulfill, you know, the request or the command of their parents, but deep down they know they have a problem, that they're impotent for whatever reason. So then it's haram to get married. You can't bring somebody else's daughter and make life hell for her. People think she's happily married, but she knows the trauma, the hell she's going through. 6 months and you haven't really consummated the marriage, or you haven't really touched her and so forth with lust and desire. So either three things you do. Number one, you have a chat to him, obviously in complete privacy, confidentially. Second one is this, that you seduce him and so forth. Or third one, you get some elders involved. You must remember the ulama or the parents or whatever, and they must speak to him. Baba, you better start shaking up now, you know. You can't be now a sleepy Joe or something like that. So 6:30 all the time, you know. So you have to speak to people. So these are your three options. But inshallah, you keep on reading Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, and inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala will open many doors.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. I have a very good husband who treats me with kindness. I always tell him we must be united in Jannah too. I tell my kids he's very nice. I always tell Allah that Allah gives my husband both worlds. Please show me what dua to read for him forever. Ustaz, anonymous.
Both of you should read this dua, Surah 2, Chapter 2, and I'm sure you know it by heart. Maybe you don't know the reference and you don't know the real meaning. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda, he used to make the tafsir like this. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, Chapter 2, Verse 201. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. Oh Allah, grant us goodness in this world. So one of the goodness is imratun saliha, imratun jamila, a pious wife. Imagine he got the best of ladies, and that is Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Fatima to Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. She's the leader of the women in Jannah and paradise. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Wa fil akhirati hasana. In the year after also hasana, we get the hure'een, and in the world you get hure'tween. So remember that tween means sand, and een means big, big, beautiful eyes, and hur means fair, fair complexion. Waqina adab an-nar, and save us from the punishment of the fire. So you read that, my sister, and he reads that. So both of you are in Jannah, both of you direct entry, no punishment, nothing. And inshallah, you will remain as his wife and the queen over the hur, and he will be with you. So you are bringing joy to one another in this world, and you will be together in the year after. And Quran Kareem teaches us Al-Haqna bihim zurriyatahum, that then we will join the children family also with them, provided that they pass away with Iman and Islam. So it's all, so always make shukr. One more dua I teach you, read now with me, you sister. You got a good husband, your children have a wonderful father, you want everything status quo must remain like this in this world, and you enter Jannah. So always when things are going like this, so one is Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Then daily two rakats, like today after Zohr, so read bi salatun mustajaba, duas are accepted that time. So you read two rakats salatu shukr and say Allah daily from today. When you see our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, she taught us, when you want to start something in life, start on a Wednesday. And if you want a reference of it, you will find it in Maqasid al-Hasana and his authenticness. And therefore, the Hanafi school, Allama Marghinani Rahimahullah, the author of Hidayah, when he used to start the academic year teaching, he would start the dars and lesson on a Wednesday. And therefore, our ulama, the giants of whom we saw, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah, Grand Mufti of Pakistan, Darul Uloom, used to start on a Wednesday. Imam of the Tasawwuf, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Jalalabadi Rahimahullah. So Hazrat Ji passed away in 92. Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah passed away in 76. So these are the giants of the Ummah. They are madrasas. They would start on a Wednesday. So read 2 rakat Salatu Shukr as well daily. Now the dua. The dua is authentic and is mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Read with me, you sister, and all you esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Till day all of you know, I think. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Oh, beloved Allah, I seek your protection. From what? Min zawali ni'matik. I'm reading it thrice. You must repeat, so you by heart it, memorize it. Min zawali ni'matik. From you snatching your bounties away from me. We're living good life, everything good, but suddenly status quo changes and war breaks out. Husband falls in love with his secretary. Wife runs away with her boyfriend, toy boy, joy boy. Everything turns suddenly topsy-turvy. Allah forbid. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Oh Allah, I seek your protection. Min zawali ni'matik, that you protect me, Ya Allah, that you snatch away these bounties. Therefore, we make more shukr and gratitude. La in shakartum la azidannakum. When you show gratitude, I will increase my bounties for you. Wala in kafartum, you make kufran, you ungrateful, then I will snatch the bounties away and punish you also. Inna adabi la shadid. You got this dua last time. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Allama Imam Nasai rahimahullah brought 65 chapters of isti'adha. Seek Allah's protection for this, for this, for this. Another dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hawri ba'd al-kawr. Allahumma, read with me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hawri. What a ha. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hawri ba'd al-kawr. What a kaf. So what is the meaning? Ya Allah, you're giving us so much, so much, so much. Suddenly, it decreases, decreases. You see the people in Europe, in other parts of the world, and many parts of Asia, they're skipping 1-2 meals now. Things have gone so expensive. People can't travel. Petrol price, gasoline price is gone so expensive. So that is al-hur ba'd al-kawr. So hur means nuksan, decrease, decrease. Ba'd al after increase. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from decrease after increase. Simple translation. One more time. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hawri ba'd al-kawr. Read these duas. They're more powerful than any ta'weez put together which people give. These are the direct, authentic duas of Rahmatul Alameen Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open Sunan Nasai, you will find a whole chapter on Kitabul Isti'adha, seeking the protection of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Somebody says, what if a school going teenage girl calls a random adult boy? She spoke to him before in passing and he never gave his number. Ustad, when they met on meeting, she told him that her father is abusing her and she wants to leave home. How does
remember,
he handle this, Ustad?
All this is shaitaniyat. She wants to entice you also. What she got to do with you? You are a strange boy to her. She is a strange girl to her. If her father is abusing her, she must go to her family members for what she is coming to you. She's trying to win over your sympathy, empathy, and entrap you. They got a lot of tricks, this woman also. All, I don't say all, but many. Quran teaches us this. When it comes to shaitan, you must remember, Quran Kareem says, "Inna kayda shaitani kana da'ifa," that the plotting, planning, scheming of shaitan is weak. But woman, "Inna kayda kunna azim," the plotting, planning of woman is very big. So she's making you a fool. You know, when they start crying, then you become jelly custard in their hand. So, oh, this happened. Your father is doing this. Your mother is doing this. Your brother is doing this. And say, yeah, better you marry me than I come out. So she's fooling you. You must sever all ties with them. She got problem. She must go to her family, her ulama, and so forth. You must never fall in this. See myself. Alhamdulillah, we in this field for over 40 years now. I came back, you must remember, in 1980, end of 80. Now it's 2022, half the year is almost finished. So I never really got involved in these things here. That this one gave talaq, and this one won fasakh, and us. We say, bye, you go there to the jamiats, you go to your local ulama, you go to the darul ulums, and so forth. 20 years Newcastle, sometimes Maha Qasim Sema Rahimahullah used to call me. He'd say, ye fasakh amamla hai. But I just said to give one, two suggestion, but Maulana used to do everything. But directly myself, I never get involved in these things here. You all fight the whole time, what we must do now? So go to this ulama, they busy with all this. They got special departments for all these things here. So you must tell her, go to them. You mustn't get involved. Remember these things here. How many Maulvis got very, very disgraced and humiliated in this type of things here? Because once you get involved, then one party will be happy, one party will not be happy. And some Maulanas, then they get married to that lady and they end up with 3-4 wives and all that. So all lot of problems with these things here. But this case here, that lady wants to entrap you and make you a fool. Stay far away from her. Hmm.
Somebody says, Ustad, that I married a second wife after my wife passed away in an accident. But 5 years later, my so-called first wife pitches up at my house and claims her inheritance. She faked her death. Am I still married to her as I didn't divorce her, Ustad?
100%. So this is a very ajeeb and strange incident. So you were married and then the news came, wife passed away and body was not found. So anyway, we call this al-mautu hukman, assumption of death. In English, we call it assumption of death. And remember, English, you will say assumption. In Arabic Islamic terminology, al-hukmu mautun. So that, okay, she passed away, the body was beyond recognition and so forth, whatever. So you assume she's dead. So now she pitched up after 5 years. So what happened at 5 years, where she was, all that Allah alone knows. She faked the death. So you call this istishabul hal. This is all legal, the technicalities and so forth. So status quo remains. She's still your wife. And remember, she's guilty of whatever she did. She faked everything and so forth. Why she did it, Allah alone knows. She ran away with a lover or whatever. So all that only Allah knows, we don't know, but that's what normally happens. Now she got tired of him or whatever, now she pitches up. She's still your wife. You didn't give a divorce. She didn't die. There's no inheritance story. You're still loving. She's loving. So you must keep her as your wife. And the second one is your wife. If you have conclusive evidence and proof that she faked her death because she was busy with Tom, Dick and Harry, and busy with other guys, and now she stayed there with this guy, so she became khabisa, she became immoral and so forth, then it's best for you to give talaq to her and finish the story up. So if that is what you want, if you want to forgive her, then it's fine, you forgive her and then you stay with both wives and you do justice to both of them. So these are the options, but she's still your wife and there's no question of inheritance. Inheritance come after you pass away, both parties are alive here. So try and get the true story, why she faked the death and where she was all these 5 years and all this type of thing. Maybe she went for a long honeymoon, you know, with a boyfriend. We don't know. Today a lot of things happen. She seems to know a lot of context, you know. So maybe she got a new passport, a new ID. We don't know. South Africa, a lot of, you don't see, right? See, South Africa, a lot of things happen. Ryanair is an airline. They say in South Africa, there are so many fake passports running around. So anybody who's flying with, now I think they cancelled it. But it was running like this for weeks and months. So anybody who is going to fly on Ryanair, they give you a quiz, a paper. And it's in Afrikaans. And you must answer it in Afrikaans. You understand? So if you pass the test, then you board the plane. You don't pass the test, you get refund, go, you're disqualified, that you're not the South African according to them. It's a racist type of things to do, because so many people will not know Afrikaans. You take people from Durban, what they know? They can't even say dames and here, they say dames here. You must remember this type of... So therefore, that it was... So I think now, but it was running for weeks and months like that. So remember that, because so many fake passports and that running around in South Africa. So you must go to the bottom of the story and then make istikhara. Should you keep her or should you get rid of her? That's your call, brother.
Well, it's exactly now 20 minutes to 12 o'clock. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132. Ustad, there are many, many listeners they want to know regarding the decoders. What's the latest? Could Ustad please maybe just elaborate on this decoders? Ustad, Merkaz Sahabat decoders.
Jazakallah khair, Mawlana, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Okay, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala for all His recurring bounties, favors He's showering upon us. We say Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. This is the barakah and wasila of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sirajan munira, Allah Ta'ala says. So the nur of the message of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is spreading all the time, you must remember. And we must thank our capital group, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his brothers, his family, his parents, children, everybody. What a generous gesture from their side. Last week I was in Durban, we had a meeting with the directors, and mashallah, they said we have hundreds of decoders still left, so let us give it out free of charge. So what we decided is this, that we have appointed already 6, 7, 8 ulama in different regions. And inshallah, that we are still working with the logistics, how much to give each one. Hafiz Wadi will be the coordinator and the Amir of the whole project there in Durban. And mashallah, start from South Coast, we got Mohana Imran Kamisa there in Port Shepston. Yeah, in Marisburg, Peter Marisburg, Mohana Abdul Aziz Ahmad, mashallah. In Chatsworth, we have Mohana Mubarak Khan. And there in Phoenix, we have Mohana Huzaifa. And there, mashallah, in Vellum, we have Mohana Abid Khan, mashallah. And thereafter, remember that in St. Durban Central, Mohana Abdullah Khan. So it's nothing to do with the Jamiat, mashallah, of Jamiat KwaZulu Natal. In his individual capacity, is helping us. Allah to reward them all. Then, mashallah, we come down. There in Ladysmith, we have Mohana Salim Karim. And then we are here also, mashallah, Johannesburg, Nanesia area. And for you here in the East Rand, you are listening to me on Sirius FM, right? So our brother Mohana Zamir Sharif, mashallah, so he has decoders there. And just now also at a van came and took some decoders, mashallah, there at SS Wheels, you know, the tire place there in Benoni Central, Mohana Zamir Sharif. So mashallah, those of you who are poor and you want the decoder, no questions, just go and pick it up, inshallah. And that is for you as a gift, courtesy of, you know, the our group there, the capital group. Allah Ta'ala reward them fi dunya wal akhirah. So inshallah, all the poor Muslims, inshallah, we want to give them one decoder, and inshallah, that so you can listen to Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So that's the gift, mashallah, from the capital group. Make dua for them.
Ameen,
Allah Ta'ala grants them more capital in Iman, Islam, and in Ikhlas, and in all the worldly ventures also that are permissible. Allah Ta'ala grant them barakah and blessing, mashallah.
Ustad, it is a brother from Roshni. He knows Muftis up quite well. He says, tell the listeners as well about some Radio South Africa online. You'll pick up Merkaz Ustad.
Yes, Jazakallah khairan to you, my brother. I think you sent it to me yesterday or day for yesterday. I sent it out to all the podcast groups and broadcast groups. I sent it to Mohana Arafat Chief also. Ustad. You sent it out also?
Correct, Ustad.
Yeah, Mohana also sent it out. Jazakallah khair. So those of you who don't really have. You understand? The Marcus Sahaba radio. So then you can listen to Garden, you know, radio. So that also we sent out. In this week I sent it out. And you can listen to us on Garden radio. Or you can listen to that what the brother said. You go to all the radio stations, you know. So on internet, and you will find Marcus Sahaba there as well. So there are many, many different platforms, and it's very, very clear. I got people to, you know, listen to it and check it out. They said very good, very clear. So Jazakallah khairan, brother, from Roshni. You putting Roshni means light. You putting more light on the topic, my brother. That's good. You must remember your brother in Roshni. I forget your name, but anyway, you can send us your name if you want. So always look at the river, the dam, the ocean. The ocean is the best example. Fa amma zabadu fa yadhabu jufa'a. As for the bubble, the foam, remember that remains on top and then disappears. That is batil, falsehood. Zionism, capitalism, secularism, Satanism, all these satanic systems. And me and you, we must become the pure, pure water. Wa amma, so beneath the bubble and foam is the water. Wa amma ma yanfa'un nas fa yamkuthu fil ard. So take the pure water of Islam, it is the best, and share it with the rest. So you did that, my brother from Roshni. You put more noor and light on the topic. Allah reward you, brother.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see what bank as well listening to you. They say, tell Mufti Sahab, the Baath are listening to him in what bank? Everyone is Markaz Sahab, this side was tired. Viva Markaz. What bank?
MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala reward all of you. And if you all need, you understand, decoders, that side and so forth. So in Wit Bank and that, then our brother is there. Hafiz Gora, our Habaji, Hafiz, our brother Abdul Sattar, Oka San, MashaAllah. So we will send some decoders to Hafiz Gora also. And then he can give it out, inshallah, to the poor, poor Muslims.
Ameen.
There in Middleburg and in there in the, must remember, there in where we call this, the Wit Bank. And Wachis, our Buti Ghani is there, MashaAllah. So we'll give them all. They can give out, inshallah. So inshallah, somebody will come, then we'll give them all. They'll pick it up and then distribute it that side, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. I see Haji Suleiman Esop is laughing, Ustad.
Suleiman Esop say, leave the decoder. He needs a wife. No wife, no life. So we got three people. It's bliss of marriage. Quickly, one quick announcement from our side. Our Suleiman Mota, I call him Mota now. Suleiman Esop, he's 35 years old and he's got two sons, 9-10 years old, and his marriage didn't work out. So whatever Allah knows best. So he really wants to settle down. So the children, his children are living with their mother, and he's living with his mother here in Johannesburg. His father passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So he's 35. He's ready today to get married, you see. So he's emergency ward, like, you know. So the ICU, quick wants to get married. And then we got brother Uwaisi. Uwaisi is 22 years old. So mashallah, he's from India, but he spent majority of his life here. So he does the news team, mashallah. So he's also ready, mashallah. He wants to get married. So he say whether it's Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali, he don't mind. You understood? Anyone he's prepared to get married to. And then when I was last week in Durban, so that brother met me, Riyas Hussein, who does morning program.
Engineer.
So mashallah, he told me, please put me on the list also. So I said, definitely. So he's also ready. So if you want to get married in Durban, he's about 22, 23. So all three available is your choice. You choose who you want. So I had one uncle, Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen.
So I always ask him that, Masi ji tabiat ki hai? How's Masi feeling? You know, we for respect, we also call them all Masi. So I say that, Masi ji tabiat ki hai? He say, what you talk of Masi? He was married 50 years, 60. What? So he say, no, all these ladies we got married to, you know, they all came in a lucky packet. You understood? So now this lucky packet worked out nice. So it's all right. So you say, we all got lucky packets. Your wife lucky packet, my wife lucky packet. We all got lucky packets. So you got three here. You can choose whoever you want, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Pick, choose, and refuse, Ustad. Ustad is a youngster here who's 27 years of age from Pirax in Lyon. He says, Mufti Sahab, before Mufti Sahab got married, did you ever receive or get any proposals for you? Because the youngster says he's getting proposals from girls, but he's afraid, Ustad, to say yes.
My parents, rahimahumullah, Allah granted Jannatul Firdaus, father passed away 82, mother passed away 97. They used to tell me that you must get married, you understand, to this one, this one, this one and all. So I used to refuse. I say that, see how one way so many bangles, this one way there's so many. I'm Molvi Saab, you know Molvi Saab's wages, how it will be and all. They'll finish me up. And I always made intention, the criteria must be piety or not wealth. I'll tell you honestly, I never wanted ever to marry a rich lady because they sit on your head then, you know. So that is how. And I used to go for Umrah and Hajj and all that, 74, 75, 76, like that, 70. So I used to make a lot of dua at the Kaaba also. So Alhamdulillah. So yes, never mind you speaking of proposals. When I was in school, I used to receive proposals. You understand? I used to have long, long hair. And you must remember, I used to wear that round goggles. So they used to shout the John Lennon, all these type of things there. So these type of things there. So in school, all this used to happen. But Allah Ta'ala, what Quran Barakat saved us from all these shaitaniyat. It's Quran Barakat, remember. And Allah Ta'ala protected us from all these shaitaniyat, you know. So how many of people got destroyed in these type of things here? Yeah? They school, madrasa, they get busy here, yeah, busy there. So always another dua. Today is days of dua. You forgot the first two duas already? Can we repeat it again for you? People got short memory. They need a powerful ta'wiz. So can we go through the three duas? Dua number one. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Oh, beloved Allah, I seek your protection. Min zawali ni'matik. From the bounties that you are giving us, that you snatch it away. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Don't snatch away your bounties, ya Allah. That is what we seek protection from. Second one. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hawri ba'dal kawr. Ya Allah, you're giving us more and more. Don't decrease it, decrease it, decrease it. So hawr, nuksan, that is decrease. Kawr, remember this, that is that increase. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hawri wa ha ba'dal kawr wa kaf. Third one, every one of us, the shaitan is busy for everybody, male, female, whether we old, whether we cold, whatever it is. So read that Allah let us lead a pure and chaste lifestyle. Allahumma hassin ha sword noon. How many people send me messages, married people, not married, that I'm feeling ashamed, I committed zina, I committed fornication, committed adultery, did this. How must I rectify my life so that guilty conscience eats us up? So you must remember this, always read Allahumma hassin farji. Allahumma, you know, oh beloved Allah, hassin ha sword noon. So there, you know, hassin hisnun hasin. So hassin, if you study the real word, it means a fort. So that is a protection. So ya Allah, Allahumma hassin farji, fortify my private part, protect my private part. Go open the Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed, the Sahabi said he wants to commit zina, Allah forbid. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, would you like somebody doing this with your mother, daughter, sister? He said no. He said, what you want to do is that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him that Allah ta'ala protect his private part. From that hadith we derive this dua. Allahumma hassin ha sword noon. Allahumma hassin farji. And always you will see, in halal there is barakah, blessing. In haram it seems tasty, it seems exciting, but always ends up in disgrace and humiliation. Allah Jalla Wala protect us all.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Ustad, the youngster asked, must he read istikhara if he gets proposals from
first thing, brother, I will advise you, if ladies are proposing to you, maybe you are a very rich guy, you understand? So are they proposing for you, or are they proposing for your mal, or for your jamal? Maybe you're very fair in complexion. So my advice to you, don't just fall for all these things. You're still naive, you're still wet behind your ears, you're 17, 18, 20 20 years old. Mm. So always discuss with your parents. Go by your mother. Okay, he chokri, he choiti, the MK, the yellerki, yekeri. So I spoke 3-4 different languages for you there. So this lady is saying this, that make mashura with your parents and take the du'as of your parents. Then you will go far in life. Remember that. So when all these kind of proposals come, then 90% is a hidden agenda and ulterior motive. Either you're very wealthy, or either you're very handsome, or either you must remember that they just want a good time and so forth. So don't do big that mistake. Make mashura ma khaba manista khara wala nadima manista shara. In Maqasid Hasana, Allama Sakhawi has mentioned, when you make istikhara ma khaba manista khara, that you will not be a failure when you make istikhara, and you will not regret when you make mashura. So that is our advice to you, my young brother.
Ustad, my wife went to the doctor and the result came. Doctor said she's suffering from depression, stress and anxiety, and she should avoid all kind of environment that bring stress. Then asked me divorce yesterday. What do you do, Ustad?
No, you don't worry about that. What is marriage, my brother? The day you got married 10, 15, 20 years ago, what you told the Maulana, the Imam, the Sheikh, Nakah to her, I have married her. Wa qabil to her, I accept it. So marriage is not a dictatorship. Marriage is a partnership. Partnership is duk and suk. You must share the joys and the wonderful moments, and you must share the times of their difficulty, illness, and so. So she is under stress. She is under all this, understand, anxiety. So she will make some crazy statements. You don't worry about her. When she says anything negative, you must say something positive. She says divorce, you must tell her, darling, come both of us make dua. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya wadudu, ya wadudu, ya wadud. Allama alif baina qulubina. Ya Allah, bring ulfa, mahabba, mawadda within our hearts, ya Allah. So that is what you must do. Give out charity daily. Tell your wife, when she's 100% listening to you, that she must read abundantly, and you also read. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. Truly there's none worthy of worship except you, ya Allah. Everlasting glory, perfection is for you. I am the wrongdoer. For me and you, the translation will be, I am the zalim, the sinner, transgressor. For him, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, chapter 21, verse 87, ya Allah, it was an error in judgment, a mistake I made. I went away from Nidwa, where you sent me, selected me as a messenger without your permission. So Anbiya alayhimus salam, they are protected from by Allah from all sin. So they are ma'asum, divine protection. So for me and you, the translation will be different. We are sinners, we are transgressors, and so forth. Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So similarly, Allah Ta'ala will rescue the believers. What your wife is doing, she's playing into the hands of Satan and Shaitan because of the stress, anxiety. What Shaitan will say, Surah 2, verse 102, يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِي. Shaitan wants to cause divorce and separation between husband and wife. So you must be always with her in her difficult times.
Ustad, somebody wants to know that there is a financial advisor position available at one of the Islamic banks. Is it permissible to work for this bank? If not, why, Ustad?
Remember that in Islam, if you speak through Islam, there's no such thing as Islamic bank and all this. You must study the world bankers and international bankers and financial system, that the world today is run by capitalism. So when you run by capitalism, the lifeline of it is interest. And interest, you must remember, is condemned in all shapes, sizes, and forms. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Kunna nattaqi riba wa riba. We used to abstain from riba, interest, and anything that looked like it also. So that is what Islam is teaching us. Da'ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuka. Authentic hadith of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Tirmidhi. Stay away from that which puts you into doubt and opt for that in which there's no doubt. So today they look for a loophole, for a window, they call it, in the capitalistic system, and then they have Sharia scholars. So the Sharia scholars get paid, remember that, and the perks are so much, then they end up as scholars for dollars, remember that. And then this way, that way, karke, make this way, this is Sharia compliant. So what is Sharia compliant? So remember, we dead against all this. The greatest ulama of our time are dead against it. You know Mufti Taqi Usmani. So he is the leader in this field. His ustad is my ustad. Hazrat Mawana Salimullah Khan Sabna Rahimahullah, who became Hafiz in 27 days, he wrote against Mufti Taqi Sahib on this issue. I have the book also, and he told me to write the fatwa in English and so forth. So remember, Hazrat Mufti Said Palanpuri, when he came here to Darul Zakaria, he, in front of all these ulama who were pro, and he spoke against it. I asked him the question. He said, there's nothing like that, nothing Sharia about it. So that is where we stand. It's not permissible for you to go and work there. So Alhamdulillah, we are finished with our program. One more time, the announcement, the decoders, mashallah, give us 1-2 weeks, and then we will send it out or more to the ulama and who we are designating. But currently, already, Mona Zamir has got there. Mona Zamir Sharif in Binoni is read for you, the Sirius FM listeners. So those of you who can go to Binoni, you go by Mona Zamir and you pick it up. He has some stock there. They just picked up now also. So mashallah, Allah ta'ala reward Mona Zamir, grant his father Jannatul Firdaus, his family, all of them, Siha and Afia. Let me run through the programs quickly. 12 o'clock news, inshallah, with Brother Yusuf Ali. 12 to 1 will be marriage on Mona Ridwan Gaji. 1 o'clock will be Adhan. 105 to 130, Surah An-Najmi, verses 26 to 40. 130 to 2, Surah Furqan, verses 21 to 26. 2 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. Then after 3 o'clock news will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. Thereafter, Dua and Zikr. 4 to 5 will be Mawlana Salim Dorat speaking of Arafat, Muzdalifah and all that. Then remember, 5 to 7, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of the Tafsir, Surah An-Najm. And then 7:30 to 8, Mawlana Yunus Patel's advices. Then 8 to 9, Dr. Ingubezi. He is speaking with Brother Shafaat, consultation on pets. So that is the topic. Then 9 to 9:30, Sheikh Shuaib Maida. And 9:30 to 10 will be Mawlana Salim Karim. So wonderful lineup, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept us all. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Well, tomorrow morning, 4 to 6, As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. For myself and Haji, of course, Suleiman Esop, up next is the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.